Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey Isime of the Isime Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, welcoming you to this programme. Today we are learning about the talents, and all of us have talents and we have to use them properly to bring about God's kingdom and for to save our own souls as well, to make us into more saintly type people. Using our talents the way God intended us to use them. His distribution of talents was disproportionate for everyone. Not everyone got the same amount, as you notice. The first one got a certain amount, the next one got half that amount, and the last one just got one talent. What are talents? We say it's like money, but also there's a deeper meaning. The talents that we get from God are really the gifts we've been given in a more personable sense of the word. We are endowed with maybe the ability to listen to other people, to be present to them. I think all of us are asked to do that. Some may be better at it than others. We are also there to help other people using our talents, using what we have in life, maybe the bit of money we have or the bit of property we have, using it rather than for our own personal gain, also to help people in the world who are less better off than we are. We may also find ourselves in jobs which express our talents in a wonderful way. There are those who use their talents to make the world a better place through their jobs. Social workers, school teachers, nurses, doctors, researchers, scientists. Those blessed with talents as well and using their talents for the betterment of all. And they are God's servants when they do so. Also, those who work in the army to protect us. Police also, guardians of the peace. Farmers, accountants, and politicians, to name but a few. All are called to use their talents and to help make the world a better place. Your work might not seem that important, yet it depends on one's approach to all these professions. Am I in it just for the money, or do I see it as a service to my community? Look at what happens. Farmers produce food. Accountants gives a service of order in financial matters. All very necessary and making the world a better place also. Every profession can be of a service as well as a means of earning a living. But if we get caught up in the material gain only of our professions, then we may want to do little enough for the community where we live. Every day can be about how much money can I make today, and what is the money for anyway? It can feed into greed and selfishness and self-absorption. Or it will feed our families and provide for their education and also help the less fortunate through our charitable givings. We may think that offerings in the church or taxes is something not nice to have to do, but if we have the right attitude, then we will do it gracefully and with enthusiasm. Think of where our tax money goes to help social services, which is vital. Now, giving to the church is giving back to God as a thanks for God's favors. We give until it hurts, as Mother Teresa, now Saint Mother Teresa, said one time. The parable also tells us that whatever talent we have, little or great, we may lay it at the service of God and our fellow human beings. It tells us that the reward of work well done is still more work to do. The two servants who have done well are not told to sit back now and rest on their laurels because they have done so well. They are even given greater tasks and greater responsibilities in the work of the master. It tells us that the man who is punished is the man who did not try. The man with the one talent did not lose his talent. He simply did nothing with it. Even if he had adventured with it and lost it, it would have been better than to do nothing at all. It is always a temptation for the one with one talent to say, I have so small a talent, I have so little to do and to make a difference in this world. It's not worth trying. This parable also lays down a rule for life which is true. It tells us that to him who has, more will be given, and he who has not, even what he has, he will lose it. The meaning is this: if a person has a talent and exercises it, he is progressively able to do more with it. But if he has a talent and hides it and fails to exercise it, he will inevitably lose it, as we see in the parable today. We all have talents of various kinds, and as I say, the most beautiful ones are the simple ones. The ability to listen, to care, to have that sense of companionship and sympathy and empathy with people who are in difficulties of any kind, and to be there for them. And as I say, not using words as such, we are there as a presence and an encouragement. What a wonderful thing it is to encourage a person who may be feeling bad about themselves, low self-image, as we mentioned recently, and because of circumstances in their lives, they have been put down and they need somebody to lift them up. And we are there to try and do that. And we can do it in so many ways. To use words that are encouraging. When people do well, well done. I loved what you said. I love that song you sang. I love what you do. All those things that we say that can encourage and build up people. Start at home, of course, with our families. It's often we neglect our nearest and dearest in this respect. It might fall under the fear of being proud in our family, and that we don't want our families to get proud in any way. It is the lesson of life that the only way to keep a gift is to use it in the service of God and our fellow human beings. A lot of these ideas have come from Mr. William Bartley from the website Daily Study Bible. So we thank you for listening. We pray that all of us may use what we have and realize the talents that we have. In, as I say, sympathy and empathy, compassion and a wanting and a needing to help our fellow human beings and to praise and give glory to God. These are talents that we use and that we can lose them if we don't use them. May God bless you, help you have a beautiful Sunday, and also that you may be showered with his blessings during the coming week. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all God's blessings.